are back here on CJSF 90.1 FM. This is Free Voices, the Odyssey of Positivity. And with us on the line, direct from the interior, we have Squite Chuckluck. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing well. Alive.
That's good. You mentioned it was pretty hot up there. It was also pretty toasty up here, too.
Well, it kind of cooled down. Now it's muggy.
Yeah, it is. It's a little overcast and muggy here as well, too. So we have our theme. Our theme is courage, and we'd love to hear your thoughts on that.
Courage. That's something we all need to strive to build up in our lives. You know, we don't just wake up one day and we're a courageous person. You know, I figure we all kind of start out as cowards, you know, fearing everything because it's all new to us. Mm-hmm. So we have to work at facing those fears, you know, not just jump all in. It's kind of like, and then on the other end is recklessness, you know, going in without care and caution. It's kind of like when we learn to swim. If you've been to swimming classes, back in elementary school, they put you in the, you know, little wading pool first, you know. And most of these pools that grade schoolers go to learn are Olympic size. You know, there's the deep end. I don't know how deep that is, 16 feet deep. Anyways, you know, we don't just jump in there. We got to face our fears of more water than a cup can hold. You know, because you try to drink from a pitcher, you can drown. So you start off with a glass. Then that's like swimming, you know. Mm-hmm. Or cowards. If you were live birthed in a pool, then you have no fear of water. But for the most of us, we weren't. So deep water is scary, and we gradually work up. Before we know it, we're jumping off the high dive on the deep end. We don't just go right to the deep end. You know, that's reckless abandonment. You know, that's kind of like when we set goals for work or anything. Courage, you know. You set your goals at work. You don't think you're going to finish your project all in one day, one week. You set goals. You say you're going to do this much. You don't say, oh, I'm just going to write a paragraph today. That's fear, cowardice. Mm-hmm. You gotta write maybe a chapter, you know. I'm just using book analogy now. It applies to all fields of work. You go over it, have somebody proof it. If that chapter's good, you carry on next chapter. You know, I hear all these AI stories on the internet and all that, and that's kind of like reckless. The context is off. Nouns and verbs are misused. That's recklessness. You know, we got to try make our work believable, our writing believable. So we have to do it with courage. not cowardice, not reckless. That's what I think of courage. Balanced.
Well said, my friend. Thank you so much for, you know, your insight. And again, this show is so wide and diverse and blessed with opinions. We are so thankful, especially to have you live on the phone and to have your perspective and, you know, your courage to join us each week, because sometimes it's tough to do a radio show each week, and you have to have the courage to be there for your audience. So we, again, thank you from everyone here in the studio. It's always a pleasure hearing from you, Ms. Quaich, and we just thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Okay, I thank you guys there on the mics, people behind the scenes, and the listeners here and abroad. I thank you all for your well-wishes, thoughts, prayers, and love. And I send it all back to you a thousandfold.
As do we. Thank you so much, and we will talk with you soon, but we will say bye-bye for now.
Okay, bye for now.
Bye-bye.
And that was the brother of Huainch, who is the host of Free Voices, who's currently somewhere up in the north.
Yes.
I believe, yes.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, so he will, I believe he's going to be away for a little while right now.
That's
but
right.
He's doing good things. And again, he may be on the ground. He also may be up in the air shortly. So we really do appreciate
exactly.
him. But Free Voices, the good part about it is that we have our topics every week, and we have a great cadre of people behind
Absolutely.
The show who can all just jump in. And just like everything at the station, we all do it as a team effort.
Exactly.
So, I've got a musical selection here that I wanted to play for you. A really cool release that I got a hold of called The Guitar Renegades. And they have an album out called How Many Guitars Does It Take? so we'll play a selection of that, a guitar arrangement of the Brandenburg Concerto by Johann Sebastian Bach. And then we will come back with a little bit more discussion and
yes.
another guest on air.
Yes.
And you are listening to Free Voices, the Odyssey of Positivity, with guests in the studio, Faima, Charlotte, Derek, and we just had Squai Chukluk from the Nicola Valley up in near Gwaishkna. IBC. So thank you so much. Here is The Guitar Renegades.
swallows glisten in the June sunlight. As they swoop and glide, their arcs interlacing in the air. Agile, elegant, masters of flight, the swallows gather near their nest boxes, clustered on posts at the edge of a marsh. A white feather flutters down among them. One swallow snatches the feather in its bill and flies upward as another swallow gives chase. After a moment, the lead bird lets loose the feather, which drifts lazily, until the second bird swoops in to catch it in midair. The aerial ballet of swallows and feather swirls on for minutes as other swallows join in the feather chase. Are the swallows just playing, or are they competing for these feathers? Loose feathers are an important resource for tree swallows. They line their nests thickly with them, a feather bed for nestlings. Continuing research suggests that as tree swallows build their nests, it is the females who collect the feathers. Their aerial dance may well be a competition for nest lining material. And the males in the feather chase? Maybe they're just playing along. For Bird Note, I'm Mary McCann. Bird Note gives you the sounds of birds every day, and you get the sights as well when you follow us on Instagram at Bird Note Radio.
From one Mary to the next, Mary from Bird Note, but now we have on the line live with us Mary, the Officer of Public Relations for Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. How are you doing?
Thank you so much. Oh. Great show.
Oh, it's good times. It's been a little bit since I've been back here in the hot seat, but I have a good cadre of compatriots here, all great radio folks. So our theme today is courage, and we'd absolutely love to hear your thoughts on that.
Absolutely. To me, courage is like opening my mouth when silence would protect me. That's courage to me. Courage isn't waiting until you're not scared. It's moving while your hands shake. Oh, man, I had that experience when I was a teenager in Iran. It just came back to me. Courage is not winning tomorrow. It's refusing to pretend today. And that's what many of us women and men do everywhere, all over the world. Rosa Parks is a good example of that. She wasn't trying to become a symbol. She knew her arrest would mean something to her granddaughter. That's courage. By the way, I love this title for today, Courage. Iranian mothers now tell their daughters when they leave before they go onto the street and chant and demonstrate. They tell the daughters, if they take me, keep going. Mm-hmm. To me, that's courage. In Iran, if you remember, in September 2022, I think it was September, a 22-year-old Iranian woman, Mahsa Amini, I'm sure you all remember her. It was all over the news. She dies in the custody of Iran's evil mortality police. She was detained for basically wearing her headscarf improperly. That's how she was killed. What happened next wasn't a riot. It was a reckoning. Women and young girls, like students, walked into the streets. They cut their hair in public, on a camera, and in front of security forces. By the way, cutting hair in Persian culture is ancient. It's mourning, it's a protest, and it's a signal saying, we're done. Schoolgirls, I remember, took off their headscarves in classrooms and chanted. University students were refusing to go back to school. Mothers marched with photos of their daughters and their children, and slogan was three words, women, life, freedom. This wasn't social media bravery. This was
prison bravery. And I admire these women for that bravery.
Mm-hmm.
It was execution bravery, because they knew that they're on the street and they can be executed. It brought me back to 1980, I believe, that we were on the street also against Khomeini. I think it was in 1982 that they enforced scarves. Women had to wear hair scarves and long sleeves and long dresses and all these things. And we were on the street, I remember. We didn't care if they kill us, and they killed many of us. We didn't care. We just wanted to fight for, we had that courage that to fight for our rights. Recently, journalist Niloufar Hamidi and Elham Hamidi were jailed, just reporting Mahsa's situation. They were jailed for a couple of years just to report Mahsa's funeral. And also human rights lawyer Nasri Institute was spent years in and out of prison for defending women. That's courage. The government shut down the internet and like on and on. Whenever they want to execute people and make people quiet, they just shut down the internet. So, and you know how important the internet is. Basically, they cut every communication of Iranian with the world. So they just shut down internet, and they use tear gas, they use guns, they charge protesters with zagging war against God. That's how they charge people and execute them, based on zagging war against God, a crime that carries the death penalty in Iran. And still, women are back into the street fighting. That's courage. That's darn courage. That's all I wanted to say today.
Well, thank you for being, again, courageous to join us on this program. And again, share the light of the hope of freedom. For those of you out in Radio Land, please check out more information about Mahsa Amini. You can check out the Women Life Freedom Movement, which spawned from September 2022. Of course, while you were speaking, Mary, another author and Iranian resistance figure for me is Marjan Satrapi, who I love her work, and she actually just recently passed away, so we remember her. But she was huge for me and really opened my eyes to not only the struggle of the opening of Iran to Western culture in the sense of this almost Soviet style of finding these underground artists and cassette tapes with rock music, but her experiences being between two cultures, because the author who wrote the graphic novel Persepolis and then also worked on the film adaptation, she was between Europe. She grew up in Iran, in Tehran, and then also spent time in France as well. So you get to see both sides. Of course, there's going to be longing for your original culture, but adaptation to the new culture and understanding of wanting to bring freedom and life and light back into your original culture too, and standing up for what is important. So thank you so much for bringing these important fields to life, as well as, you know, keeping us up to date with how courage impacts us. And we appreciate you every single time you're on the air. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Always a pleasure.
So we will sign off for now. Again, this is Mary, the Officer of Public Relations for Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. Thank you so much. As we say in Farsi, tashakkur. We really appreciate you on air every single
day.
All right. Thank you so much. We will say you as well, too. We'll say
you're doing a great job.
Oh, I'm back in the hot seat, as we say. So I have to have courage myself on air. All right. Well, Mary, we will say bye-bye for now.
Bye.
And that was Mary, Officer of Public Relations for Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. So we're coming up just to the last few minutes of the program here. We maybe just have time for our final words from us here in the studio, and then we'll hand it over. We've got more great live programming coming up next. Yes. But maybe your final words on courage, Fahima.
The courage, you know, each one of the respected guests that we had, it was just marvelous. Maybe it would allow me to go back to the indigenous people, aboriginal people, the landowner of the country, that they showed us the rest of the diversity, the rest of the nationwide, that they showed us their courage to be alive, to carry on, to have an extremely strong strength and belief, believing in themselves, believing in diversity, and allowing and practicing, you know, their culture, which is coming, it has a very strong and long history. And when I look at them, as a call at their culture and basically the history of their lives, it gave me a courage. It gave me the hope that any of us, that wherever we live, we never stop and we never give up. And I want to acknowledge the indigenous people, the landowner of the country, Canada, and thank them, you know, whatever they do, and they carry on. And one of the great examples that we have, Chief Shackley, that he graduated as a pilot of the helicopter from Nicola Valley. And this is fascinating. And congratulations to him and his nation, and a special warmest greeting to Nicola Valley.
Absolutely. Our biggest love. And as they say, we raise our hands to the Inhkamak Nation. We are so thankful. And thank you very much. Mamnun.
Hi, Shimkana.
And of course, a big thank you to all of our guests. Squaj Shukluk up in near Gwajkanan, BC. Mary from Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. Fahima with me here.
Yes.
Derek as well. Charlotte, whose show is coming up right after this. So stay tuned here on CJSF 90.1 FM. This has been Free Voices. We are here every Thursday from 3 to 4 p.m. Coming up next, we have Call Me Negotiator with Charlotte. Always a wonderful show. Cross-cultural communication and more. And of course, at 5 p.m., the Arts Show with Jacob Grudowski. So we'll go out here with a little bit of slide guitar, dark country slide guitar, a piece by Justin Johnson entitled Out of the Woods. Thank you so much, everybody. We'll see you next week.
You bet. Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.